Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows.
In this mini episode, we guide you through a meditation where you can learn more about and connect with your inner child.
We hope you enjoy it.
What if we do a little check-in with our inner child?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? Okay. I mean, how many times do people stop and just check in with their inner child? Like, I wouldn't have known to do that even a couple years ago, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. So what I like to do is just put my hand on my heart, the center of my chest, and that's where my inner child lives. So your inner child is safe in your heart, in your heart chakra. And you can just tune in. And sometimes, honestly, you don't put any pressure on yourself, because at the beginning, if you've never done this before, nothing might happen. Like, you might not hear anything. You might not perceive anything. You might not see anything. However you perceive things, everyone's different. But you can just try, give this a try. And if it doesn't work, then that's okay. Then you do it again. And maybe it'll work the next time. So just be gentle with yourself.
So what if we start by doing a few releases just to get us ready? So if you'd like to, you can repeat after me and say, I now release all stress and anxiety from my crown chakra and my entire energy body. So be it. And take in a deep breath. And you can release from all over, send it out through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and anywhere else that you feel it. And then you can say, I now release all pressure that I'm holding in my shoulders and in my neck that does not serve me. I let this go now. And take in a big deep breath and release from the whole neck area, the shoulders, the upper back, that whole region where sometimes we feel like we're carrying the weight of the world, you know, all of that pressure. Let it all go. And you can breathe in again and release one more time, just letting go of any energy that you've been carrying. It doesn't serve you any longer. And then you can say, I now release all tension that I'm holding in my body and my energy body. So be it. And again, just take in a deep breath and let it go all over. And sometimes we can have a little fear or resistance pop up when we're checking in on our inner child, especially in the beginning, not knowing what to expect or not knowing if we're going to be able to connect with our inner child. And this is all so normal. So let's just release some of that. And you can say, I now release any fear and resistance that I'm holding about connecting with my inner child. I let this go now, and I set myself free. So be it. And breathe in. And you can release from your base chakra, the bottom of your spine, and anywhere else that you're feeling it. I had a little bit of resistance in my heart chakra in that area, so you can release from anywhere that you're feeling it.
So yeah, just taking your attention into your heart and just perceiving your inner child in your heart chakra. And if you're visual, you can take a look at him or her or them. See what they look like. They can change ages each time you do this. They can be different ages or stay the same. It's very personal. Just perceiving them. And you can ask them how they're doing. And see what they say back to you. And a really important thing for your inner child is that they feel safe. And they feel your love. So you can ask them, or if they want to sit on your lap, or if they just want to sit next to you, hold your hand. Everything is perfect, whatever they want. And if they're, they don't want to talk to you, which can happen also sometimes. That's okay too. And you can just send them love from your heart and tell them that you love them wherever they are and whatever they're doing right now with you. And even if you can't perceive them, you can just send them love. You can just intend that you're sending your inner child love, which is basically just sending this part of yourself love. So sending them love, so much love. And maybe ask them how they're doing. And if you get an answer, that's awesome. And if you don't, that's fine too. And just tell them that you're here with them. That you're here for them. That you love them so much. And let them know that they're safe. They're safe with you. And if you haven't met your inner child yet, ever, or if you haven't talked to them for a while, maybe just tell them you're sorry for not checking in with them or for even not even knowing that they were there. But now that you know, you're going to do your best to love them. And to take care of them. And sending them so much love. And one last thing we're going to ask them. What it is that they need from you. Right now. And whatever the answer is, just let them know that you're going to try to give that to them in the best way that you can. And we'll talk about it more after this. So now just sending them love, giving them a big hug if they're comfortable with that, letting them know that you're going to leave them now, but you're going to leave them in your heart chakra, which is their home. But you're going to be back real soon. And in the heart chakra where they live, they have a beautiful home in their heart chakra with comfy couches and all their favorite toys. And it's a beautiful place that they create with everything that they want. And there's like a window that they can look out of your heart chakra into the world and watch everything that's happening. But if they want to be alone, they can close the curtains and just be in their cozy room, play with their toys, or rest. But they're safe in your heart chakra, and that is their new home. So just saying goodbye to them, saying you're going to be back real soon to check in with them, and then just coming back into your body. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. So that is a simple way to check in with your inner child, and you can find out how they're doing. Sometimes if they don't talk to you, or if they don't even show up, or if they're hiding or something like that, it's because you might not have connected with them before, or there might be some other reasons, like they might not trust you, different things. But it's not abnormal. So if that happens, don't worry about it. And you can just keep checking in with them. And then that relationship and that connection with your inner child will grow, and they will learn. They will know that you love them and know that they can trust you. And then it will evolve and get better and better and better.
I was just going to say, yeah, building a relationship is good. It's important, because then they'll just tell you. Then you'll just know when something's wrong. You can just feel it. You can just tune into it in 2 seconds and be like, oh, why am I upset by this? Oh, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah. And it's so, but sometimes it takes time to create that, you know?
For sure.
I think it definitely takes time. I think always really. But what I was saying in the meditation, when they tell you what they need from you right now, that's really important. If they tell you something, then it's really, really important for you to provide that for them. And if, like, I think we talked about this in a past podcast where a guy was like, my inner child wants a Ferrari, but I can't buy him a Ferrari, you know, and there's these little ways. So like, if your inner child wants a Ferrari, then you can go buy them a toy Ferrari, like a little teeny, like Mattel or whatever toy car, or you can go test drive a Ferrari, you know, go look at a Ferrari. So there's different ways. It doesn't have to be exactly what the inner child wants, but like, sometimes it's just like, I don't know how to, like a miniature,
a miniature version,
a miniature version. Yeah. But it will make them happy regardless. It doesn't have to be the real thing, you know? Mm. So, but make sure you, give that to them if they were able to express what they need, you know? Because then they start to trust that you're going to provide for them in that way. Well, we hope you enjoyed that today. And and if you guys need any help, or if you want a healing on the inner child, you can let us know. Also, if it's could go into more depth. That was a mini. That was the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes people need help just connecting with their inner child, like, and developing the relationship. Sometimes that's helpful
to ask someone.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we will sign off for now, but we hope you guys have an awesome day.
Yeah. Have a good week.
All right. Send you lots of love, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.